Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Warriors big.
LeBron James.
Warriors big.
LeBron James.
That's classic Whitlock.
He's Hello Kitty back, back.
Hey.
Kind of like payment.
So get you gone out of my presence, miserable traitors that you are.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports.
Yeah!
We are your home of the Dodgers. We do not have Dodgers baseball tonight. We have UCLA Bruin basketball tonight.
Hey, advance! Advance!
We carry all the games on the station.
We're running all the games today on the station, so you want
all
to come
on. All week long. We have had Clippers at 7:30 for a tip. We have had Dodgers at 7 p.m. for a first pitch. And tonight, you will get UCLA Bruin Pac-12 tournament basketball 6 p.m. tip-off against Fear the Fork.
Yeah.
Sparky and those Arizona State. By the way, those Sun Devils, they need this one.
They do.
They need this one to get in.
So do the Bruins.
Turns out.
Repertoire is what we have here on AM 570 LA Sports. Viva la difference. All right, now the quick hits. All right, can we do them? Let's do them.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
Egypt sucks. But Camelback Ranch is up and running.
You've never been. How would you know?
Just once. It is up and running at Camelback Ranch. Dodgers played host to Yasiel Puig and the Reds today. Word has it that the only guy that Puig said hi to was me, David Vesey. The only relationship he truly forged at the end of all of it was with the fans and David Vesey.
Easy to believe. The players love Dave. Puig today, 1-for-3. Matt Kemp did not play. And if you want to, I guess, figure who replaced Puig, I guess it'd be Alex Verdugo that's going to do that, right? Because Cody Bellinger will be out there. They signed A.J. Pollock. Alex Verdugo today, 1-for-3 as well. So, hey, even swap, man. Puig for Verdugs.
Good stats.
You like that?
In the NFL, they're doing a fantennial for the fans.
This is pretty cool.
The league will present 2-season tickets for the next century to a contest winner as part of the 100th season of play to win tickets for the next 100 years till you're gray and old.
The idea is, and we see it regularly here in Southern California, inexplicably, people root for the team that their dad or their grandfather rooted for. Why are you an Eagles fan? Well, my dad was born in Philly, and he's an Eagles fan. And
well,
now
you grew up like that. That's explicable.
It's a generational sport for whatever reason, and I guess that's the idea behind the 100 years of season tickets.
Maybe that's what those ladies they hired after the Ray Rice thing have been working on for so long. This awesome promotion. Marketing genius.
You laugh. But your son would love to root for the football team you rooted for, Petros.
I don't root for anybody.
Well, you better come around to it, man.
I laugh. I laugh at this promotion.
You better plant your flag on a football team's island so you can pass that fandom on to your son.
Alanis Morissette's going to sing a song about a guy who won this.
Don't you
tickets
transfer,
for 100 years and then he died the next day.
Don't you transfer your distaste for anything and everything. Entertainment, sports-based.
Look, Matt, I'm just saying, we promote a lot of contests here.
We do.
This is a contest
gave away a TV
that
yesterday.
Nobody is paying us to promote. Well, okay, wait. I'll take it back. The Lakers are in Toronto taking on the Raptors, the crazy dinosaur. I believe that's going on, like, right now.
It is. Indeed. It is happening right now. Current score, can't see it. channel doesn't want to change. Remote's out of batteries or something.
Crane your neck. The Clippers are up till tomorrow night, and that's when fully functional employee Adam.
Oh, they're actually down by 30. What do you know?
Oh, hey, they came back the other night from that. The Clippers, though, will host the Chicago Bulls, who the Lakers beat. Clippers are 39-30, sitting on the 8th seed, only a half game back of the 6th seed.
Is that what it's really come to? You have to mention that the Lakers won a game two nights ago.
Just
to insert some
positive news. Didn't you hear Billy say, "Showtime"?
I did not.
Didn't you?
Unfortunately, I decided to watch a different form of sports entertainment than the Lakers in Chicago.
It was live in Chicago, so, you know, it's kind of quiet. When, I mean, you know, there's Laker fans everywhere, but it was more quiet than it normally is. And you could really hear Billy, and he was like, "Showtime!"
You hit it on the head again, yeah. Bill. What a joy it was to watch this game.
No, that's a lie, because he would never compliment Bill ever.
Bill, dial it back. Your enthusiasm is embarrassing.
What about the LA Times report about the Lakers sniffing around with their long nose about going back to Inglewood, making the Staples Center a ghost town for ghosts?
I believe that is what Jeannie Buss described it as in her email correspondence with Irving Azoff, that if it was just the Clippers and Staples Center, they have, I wouldn't say they've had an adverse relationship with Anschutz Entertainment Group, but it has not been harmonious by any stretch, which I would imagine if you're a franchise as big and as important as the Lakers, you probably don't like not owning your own building.
You know who'd be pissed? Aspen. We moved here for you! You know, that's like when you go to college. Like, I moved to Bowling Green to go to college with my girl, and then she transfers to Duke. It's like, I moved to Bowling Green!
That's when you turn the set around. Before, it was like flipped so you could see out the windows and the Laker colors at Staples Center. Now you just turn it around, and it's whatever. Green screen it, man.
Library Tower right back there. It's beautiful. So that whole thing is going on. Relocation Rogan is on top of that. And, of course, the Pac-12 tournament and all NCAA tournament action rages on, Matt.
I do quickly want to revisit that one more time, though we've talked about it at length. I do like that she refers to Steve Ballmer as Balls with a Z. Like, that's, there is something about it. It's not Matt, Balls with an S, it's Balls with a Z.
I just have to say,
what's Balls doing?
We don't live in their world. The rich,
don't.
The rich and the famous.
We do not.
Arash does.
Don't you start with that now. Don't start. We are almost done. We're out of here in 10 minutes. And now you're going to revisit that. Why you got to do that?
Because you revisited it. And now I was going to move on to college.
Mine was an extension of the story.
Well, we were talking about the rich and the famous. They're always complaining.
We should rob them.
Yeah, I think that's going a little too far, Matt. Honestly, really, Matt?
I'm sorry.
I will say this. Everybody's got a cool nickname if you're super rich.
Balls.
Rashy.
Hey, Nugget. Hey, Nugget.
I never saw anything like that at USC. I'm going to write an article about it. Coming up, UCLA.
Again, I just.
Coming up, live from Vegas, UCLA versus Arizona State.
Commissioner there?
He's watching from his perch. Like a gargoyle.
I don't think he can. I don't think he can watch it in any sport. Yeah, that's true. He has to be in a perch at one of the few hotels that carry the Pac-12 network.
He's got the closed circuit, Howard Hughes. But either way, the Bruins are without freshman David Singleton, who's out with a broken foot that he suffered in the final minute of the win over Stanford. Stanford came back, cut it to 7. It was crazy. And Zion Williamson's going to play.
He's going to play after missing the past 5 games with a knee sprain. They will play Syracuse tonight in the ACC tournament quarterfinal. So good news there for fans of college basketball. Many thought that Zion would shut it down for the rest of his amateur career. And unfortunately, Santa Anita Park suffered another horse fatality. Their 22nd.
That's good. That's good. A weighted read there.
Yes. Well, you know me.
You are horse death sensitive for sure.
Most definitely.
I heard 2 broken legs in the front on this one.
2. And I believe Fred Rogan wanted to point out via his Twitter feed.
I heard it on Rogan's show extensively.
I just read it I digested it through the written word of Fred, who either retweeted or detailed this himself. I don't remember that this was a long shot horse that went off at 89-1 on its last race. And this horse death is not related to the turf conditions.
Oh, this is a ancillary horse dung.
But perhaps is something that is more common than many folks might know.
Well, you know what they call horse racing.
What do they call it?
Sport of kings. So that's why I'm surprised Arash is over in Vegas with the Pac-12 and not covering this, you know, because it is
an
aristocratic sport.
Don't you have a dead guy to get to? You leave him alone.
It's like leave Britney alone day on AM 570 LA Sports. Nothing to see at SC. Leave Magic alone.
You leave that contest alone. That's a good contest. Multi-generational season tickets.
Somebody's going to really get a lot out of this. Like that mentally ill guy in Silver Linings Playbook. You know, just mentally ill, but you root for them Eagles.
That's right. That's what brought him back. He and his pops sitting on the couch.
Right. And the dancing contest.
Remember watching the Bears with your old man, that 46 defense, getting excited about it? Walter Payton meant a lot to you as a wee lad.
Can't forget it.
Right? Some of your most pleasant memories from childhood.
Beating out Monet and Manet, who are also born on the same day every year, is Buckwheat Zydeco, y'all.
Hey now.
Yeah! Stanley Durall. 71 years old. Remember Buckwheat Zydeco, Matt?
I do.
From Lafayette, Louisiana, one of the very few Zydeco artists to achieve long-term success. As you know, I have deep roots in the industrial northern area of Louisiana, as I did a football game in Ruston.
I'm sorry, I thought you said deep roots.
Deep. 2 days in 2013, I spent time.
You are the speck of fertilizer on the lawn.
That's why when I saw True Detective season one, I was like, been there, been there, met that guy. Woody Harrelson arrested me, went to that daiquiri drive-thru.
Was kidnapped by that guy.
Met Buckwheat Zydeco.
It's wrapped up in that mattress.
Buckwheat Zydeco picked me up in an Uber. Buckwheat Zydeco himself learned the organ. And wasn't really that into Zydeco music. Just kind of liked music. But when he learned the accordion in 1978 after playing with some Zydeco legends like Clifton Chenier, he formed his own band. First Zydeco act to ever be on a major label. That major label, Island Records.
Chris Blackwell signed him, yeah.
Yeah, in 88, he went on tour with Eric Clapton, which was kind of a big deal for a Zydeco band. 12-night stand at the Royal Albert Hall, Matt. Played with the likes of Keith Richards, Robert Plant, Willie Nelson, Paul Simon, even Yo La Tango.
It's a good double bill.
Yes, he played all the festivals for many years. All the benefits for New Orleans, Katrina, and such. Sadly, lung cancer got Stanley at the age of 68 just 2 years ago. He did have a daughter, a positive driving force in the Cajun world. And we need more of that in northern Louisiana, Matt. Need all we can get. You know, we had the Duck Commander, but it kind of went sour when he started talking about some of his beliefs.
That'll do it.
Rub people the wrong way in modern society. They're tucked into the rural South. So Buckwheat Zydeco was very positive, and now he has passed.
I had to look it up because I could not remember the name. I worked his record, Five Card Stud, to college radio. It is one of the better album art covers you have ever seen.
Yeah, all of it's pretty cool.
I would highly recommend it.
He never won a Grammy, but he was nominated for a few. There's no doubt about that.
There's the cover of Five Card Stud.
Very nice.
Yes.
But if only Buckwheat had five letters so they could have the five cards, it doesn't really...
really work.
Buckwheat Zydeco, Matt. Your dead guy birthday of the day.
Another music man for your alive guy. Happy 86 to Quincy Delight Jones.
Any news about Quincy recently? I haven't remembered anything. Maybe did an interview or two.
We will get to an interview that he conducted with Vanguard Magazine in a moment. He wrote this song, as a matter of fact. He was born in Chicago. His mother was diagnosed schizophrenic, committed to a mental institution, so he moved to the Pacific Northwest, Bremerton, Washington. Met Ray Charles when he was 14. Chuck was 16. They became friends. Charles, the one who got him into the music business, earned a scholarship to Seattle University, played in the college band with a young Clint Eastwood. As a matter of fact,
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, Clint plays a piano. That's right.
Transferred to the Berklee School of Music on scholarship, left before graduation because Lionel Hampton recruited him. And he was an immediate star. Arranged music not only for Hampton, but Dinah Washington, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Gene Krupa, of course, his close friend Ray Charles.
Crossover with a lot of great artists.
Did it all. I mean, greatest it's pretty hard to argue that he's not the greatest record producer ever.
Well, he didn't kill anybody like Phil Spector. I might have called out Brando.
I guess George Martin maybe in that conversation, but I mean, just anyway, it's Quincy.
Quincy called the Beatles some no-playing mother effers.
He did. He played trumpet, backing up Elvis for all of his TV appearances. He played trumpet with Dizzy. He toured Europe with a whole mess of jazz orchestras and became the vice president of Mercury Records. Hired to score films, ended up doing over 40 of those, including In the Heat of the Night, The Italian Job, Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice. This is his song, The Street Beater, which was used as the theme to Sanford and Son. Not Stanford.
Stanford and Son, totally different show.
Totally different show.
Yeah, it's about the sailing coast.
He did the theme for Cosby as well.
Oh, what?
When you ask him about Bill Cosby in an interview, he says, let's just move along. We don't need to talk about that. But he is willing to talk about a number of other celebrities.
Pryor.
A bunch of number ones, Herb Alpert, George Benson, Leslie Gore, Sarah Vaughan, Aretha, of course. He was Michael Jackson's producer.
Oh.
Did Off the Wall.
What's he saying about Michael?
79. Did Thriller, did Bad. But let's get to it.
Oh.
Seven Kids.
Let's just gloss over the greatest selling albums in the history of
arguably the
music.
Yeah, the greatest selling and probably the most popular album in the history of music, Thriller, was a Quincy Jones production. But it's not as exciting.
Did he do Remember the Time with remember Magic and Eddie Murphy and Iman were in that video?
I don't believe so. But he did We Are the World. That was Quincy. He threw Cyndi Lauper out. She tried to suggest
like
there
her.
Was a revolt
yeah,
of all
like
the rock guys that they didn't want to play.
He said, no, nobody likes
nah,
you.
Nah, it was you. Get your stupid necklace and bracelets out of here.
It's you, Lauper.
All right. We have What Were Your First Impressions of the Beatles? Would you like his answer to that?
Sure.
They were the worst musicians in the world. They were no-playing MFers. He then began to tell a story about Ringo not being able to understand simple direction from producer George Martin.
Went off to get a spot of tea, and they had somebody else playing.
Ronnie Varell.
Hey, go around that time. That's because it's not you, you dumbass.
Yeah, MFer, because it ain't you.
Happy birthday, Richard Stanky.
Brando, here is his answer to
Marlon Brando? Not the tapper.
Asked about the cha-cha. Brando, the actor, and Jones were longtime friends. He said he used to go cha-cha dancing with us. He could dance his ass off. He was the most charming MF-er you ever met. He'd F anything.
That's right, he would.
Anything! He'd F a mailbox.
Happy birthday to Buckwheat Zydeco and Quincy Jones. The Petros and Money Show tips its hat to two great musical legends.
He would F a mailbox.
Yeah, well, you know what I heard about Frank Gifford? Potted plant.
Potted plant, huh?
God rest his soul.
Moist soil only.
Oh, Matt.
What?
Matt. Discriminate against that dry, chafy soil?
I am.
Okay, UCLA.
We're coming back on tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.